USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas House Investigative Committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident and overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Major League Baseball has paid off a lawsuit alleging minimum wage infractions.
The Major League Baseball has agreed to pay $185 million to current and former minor league baseball players to settle a federal class action lawsuit alleging violations of minimum wage laws. The settlement was filed Friday and is pending a judge's approval. It is considered one of the largest wage and hour class action settlements in history. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Boeing's defense chief Ted Colbert said Sunday the company had learned lessons from a contract to supply the U.S. presidency with new Air Force One jets, which has cost the plane maker almost $1 billion in charges and is up to 3 years behind schedule. A new schedule for the two planes to be delivered has been pushed back to 2026 and 2027. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Greenwood, Indiana is about a 20-minute drive south of Indianapolis. Last night, a man with a long rifle went into the mall and started shooting at a food court, taking four lives and wounding others. The shooting was stopped as soon as it was started when an armed civilian killed the shooter. Police Chief Jim Eisen with the details.
Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's raucous to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
The oil price drop party has come to an end this week. Oil prices extended gains on Monday thanks to a weaker dollar and tight supplies. The gloom of a recession in the United States has not helped matters, as the feds will probably raise interest rates again later this month. Other factors playing into the equation: the prospect of widespread COVID-19 lockdowns in China once again reducing fuel demand. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.